After 8 months of investigation, a grand jury reports that a Roman Catholic diocese on Long Island failed to protect children from sexually abusive priests, and that it cannot be trusted to protect them now without new state laws. Suffolk County prosecutors were the first to call a special grand jury to determine how the local diocese, Rockville Center, handled child sexual abuse allegations. From member station WNYC in New York, Amy Eddings reports.
The grand jury's 180-page report is a product of anger and frustration. Suffolk County District Attorney Thomas Spoda says the grand jury decided to issue it after listening to painful testimony from victims and after hearing priests discuss the lack of action of their superiors. Despite its review of 43 personnel files and Spoda's determination that there were 23, quote, corroborated cases of child sexual abuse, the grand jury did not return a single criminal indictment because the statute of limitations has expired.
Had they been in effect, unquestionably, indictments of priests in the Diocese of Rockville Center would have been rendered for the crimes of rape, sodomy, sexual abuse, and other serious crimes.
Instead, the grand jury's scathing report outlines in graphic detail what it learned. One priest fondled altar boys as they prepared for Mass. Another would get his victims drunk. Problem priests were transferred. Others who spoke out about troubled colleagues were ignored or sometimes punished. District Attorney Spoda says the diocese's sexual abuse policy is a sham.
In fact, the grand jury has found that the Diocese of Rockville Center is incapable. They cannot and they will not police their own.
The diocese says Bishop William Murphy has not seen the report because he is in Massachusetts, preparing to testify before a grand jury about his actions when he worked for the Archdiocese of Boston. But spokeswoman Joanne Navarro says the diocese rejects the report's characterization of its actions, especially the allegation that church officials came up with a plan to deceive and intimidate victims. Navarro says the report discusses incidents that happened years ago when sexual abuse allegations were handled differently.
This is every bit as true of law enforcement officials as of church personnel. It is unfair to use today's standards to judge sincere attempts in the past to assist victims and to help perpetrators not to offend again.
Navarro says Bishop Murphy has made the protection of children paramount since he came to Rockville Center in 2001. She says Bishop Murphy created an advisory board for handling problem priests months before American bishops agreed to a similar provision last summer in Dallas. But John Salveson gets no comfort from those actions. He says he was abused by his priest and church officials, quote, pretended to care.
I've never received an apology from the Diocese of Rockville Center. I've never received an offer of help from the Diocese of Rockville Center. What I asked them to do was to remove an abusive priest, and they refused to do that. And this report today, I think, really demonstrates that that was business as usual.
Salveson and the Suffolk County DA are urging state legislators to eliminate or extend the statute of limitations for child sexual abuse. Negotiations on a mandatory reporting bill had withered last year, soon after the state Senate leader declared the bishop's actions in Dallas made the bill unnecessary. District Attorney Spoda says the grand jury's report demonstrates that conclusion was wrong. For NPR News, I'm Amy Eddings in New York.